Today is the 19th day of September. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. Welcome back to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is my pleasure and honor to be here with you today in our safe oasis. Here together as a community, taking another step. Steps that never stop. Day by day, step by step, we continue in an ongoing relationship with the scriptures. So glad to be able to take that next step together with you. We are working our way through Isaiah, a major prophet, one of the longest books in the Bible. And if I'm not mistaken, we're going to hit the halfway point in Isaiah today. 66 chapters, and we'll get into chapter 33 today. So, let's jump in. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 12 through 33, verse 9. Therefore, the Holy One of Israel says, because you have rejected this message and have trusted in oppression and deceit and have depended on them, this iniquity of yours will be like a crumbling gap, a bulge in a high wall whose collapse will come in an instant suddenly. Its collapse will be like the shattering of a potter's jar crushed to pieces, so that not even a fragment of pottery will be found among its shattered remains. No fragment large enough to take fire from a hearth or scoop water from a cistern. For the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, you will be delivered by returning and resting. Your strength will lie in quiet confidence. But you are not willing. You say, no, we will escape on horses. Therefore, you will escape, and we will ride on fast horses, but those who pursue you will be faster. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you will flee until you remain like a solitary pole on a mountaintop or a banner on a hill. Therefore, the Lord is waiting to show you mercy and is rising up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a just God. All who wait patiently for him are happy. For people will live on Zion in Jerusalem. You will never weep again. He will show favor to you at the sound of your outcry. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. The Lord will give you meager bread and water during oppression, but your teacher will not hide any longer. Your eyes will see your teacher, and whenever you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear this command behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. Then you will defile your silver-plated idols and your gold-plated images. You will throw them away like menstrual cloths and call them filth. Then he will send rain for your seed that you have sown in the ground, and the food, the produce of the ground, will be rich and plentiful. On that day, your cattle will graze in open pastures. The oxen and donkeys that work the ground will eat salted fodder scattered with winnowing shovel and fork. Streams flowing with water will be on every high mountain and every raised hill on the day of great slaughter when the towers fall. The moonlight will be as bright as the sunlight, and the sunlight will be seven times brighter, like the light of 7 days on the day that the Lord bandages his people's injuries and heals the wounds he inflicted. Look, the name of the Lord is coming from far away. his anger burning and heavy with smoke. His lips are full of fury, and his tongue is like a consuming fire. His breath is like an overflowing torrent that rises to the neck. He comes to sift the nations in a sieve of destruction, and to put a bridle on the jaws of the peoples to lead them astray. Your singing will be like that on the night of a holy festival, and your heart will rejoice like one who walks to the music of a flute, going up to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will make the splendor of his voice heard and reveal his arm striking in angry wrath and a flame of consuming fire, in driving rain, a torrent and hailstones. Assyria will be shattered by the voice of the Lord. He will strike with a rod, and every stroke of the appointed staff that the Lord brings down on him will be to the sound of tambourines and lyres. He will fight against him with brandished weapons. Indeed, Topheth has been ready for the king for a long time. Its funeral pyre is deep and wide, with plenty of fire and wood. The breath of the Lord, like a torrent of burning sulfur, kindles it. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, and who depend on horses. They trust in the abundance of chariots and in the large number of horsemen. They do not look to the Holy One of Israel, and they do not seek the Lord. But he also is wise and brings disaster. He does not go back on what he says. He will rise up against the house of the wicked and against the allies of evildoers. Egyptians are men, not God. Their horses are flesh, not spirits. When the Lord raises his hand to strike, the helper will stumble, and the one who is helped will fall. Both will perish together. For this is what the Lord said to me. As a lion or young lion growls over its prey, when a band of shepherds is called out against it, and it is not terrified by their shouting or subdued by their noise, so the Lord of armies will come down to fight on Mount Zion and on its hill. Like hovering birds, so the Lord of armies will protect Jerusalem. By protecting it, he will rescue it. By passing over it, he will deliver it. Return to the one the Israelites have greatly rebelled against. For on that day, every one of you will reject the worthless idols of silver and gold that your own hands have sinfully made. Then Assyria will fall, but not by human sword. A sword will devour him, but not one made by man. He will flee from the sword. His young men will be put to forced labor. His rock will pass away because of fear, and his officers will be afraid because of the signal flag. This is the Lord's declaration, whose fire is in Zion, and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. Indeed, a king will reign righteously, and rulers will rule justly. Each will be like a shelter from the wind, a refuge from the rain, like flowing streams in a dry land, and the shade of a massive rock in an arid land. Then the eyes of those who see will not be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The reckless mind will gain knowledge, and the stammering tongue will speak clearly and fluently. A fool will no longer be called a noble, nor a scoundrel said to be important. For a fool speaks foolishness, and his mind plots iniquity. He lives in a godless way and speaks falsely about the Lord. He leaves the hungry empty and deprives the thirsty of drink. The scoundrel's weapons are destructive. He hatches plots to destroy the needy with lies. Even when the poor person says what is right. But a noble person plans noble things. He stands up for noble causes. Stand up, you complacent women. Listen to me. Pay attention to what I say, you overconfident daughters. In a little more than a year, you overconfident ones will shudder, for the grapes will fail and the harvest will not come. Shudder, you complacent ones. Tremble, you overconfident ones. Strip yourselves bare and put sackcloth around your waists. Beat your breasts in mourning for the delightful fields and the fruitful vines, for the ground of my people, growing thorns and briars. Indeed, for every joyous house in the jubilant city. For the palace will be deserted, the busy city abandoned. The hill and the watchtower will become barren places forever. The joy of wild donkeys and a pasture for flocks. Until the Spirit from on high is poured out on us. Then the desert will become an orchard, and the orchard will seem like a forest. Then justice will inhabit the wilderness, and righteousness will dwell in the orchard. The result of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quiet confidence forever. Then my people will dwell in a peaceful place, in safe and secure dwellings. But hail will level the forest, and the city will sink into the depths. You will be happy as you sow seed beside abundant water, and as you let oxen and donkeys range freely. Woe, you destroyer never destroyed, you traitor never betrayed. When you have finished destroying, you will be destroyed. When you have finished betraying, they will betray you. Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our strength every morning and our salvation in time of trouble. The peoples flee at the thunderous noise. The nations scatter when you rise in your majesty. Your spoil will be gathered as locusts are gathered. People will swarm over it like an infestation of locusts. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. There will be times of security for you, a storehouse of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is Zion's treasure. Listen, their warriors cry loudly in the streets. The messengers of peace weep bitterly. The highways are deserted. Travel has ceased. An agreement has been broken. Cities despised. And human life disregarded. The land mourns and withers. Lebanon is ashamed and wilted. Sharon is like a desert. Bashan and Carmel shake off their leaves. Galatians 5:1-12. For freedom, Christ set us free. Stand firm then, and don't submit again to a yoke of slavery. Take note, I, Paul, am telling you that if you get yourselves circumcised, Christ will not benefit you at all. Again, I testify to every man who gets himself circumcised that he is obligated to do the entire law. You who are trying to be justified by the law are alienated from Christ. You have fallen from grace. For we eagerly await through the Spirit, by faith, the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision accomplishes anything. What matters is faith working through love. You were running well. Who prevented you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole batch of dough. I myself am persuaded in the Lord, you will not accept any other view. But whoever it is that is confusing you will pay the penalty. Now, brothers and sisters, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. I wish those who are disturbing you might also let themselves be mutilated. Psalm 63. Praise God who satisfies. A Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you. In a land that is dry, desolate, and without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. So I will bless you as long as I live. At your name I will lift up my hands. You satisfy me as with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I think of you as I lie on my bed, I meditate on you during the night watches because you are my helper. I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. I follow close to you. Your right hand holds on to me. But those who intend to destroy my life will go into the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the power of the sword. They will become a meal for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by him will boast, for the mouths of liars will be shut. Proverbs 23:22. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Okay, let's talk about Isaiah. It can feel really hard to follow Isaiah if we're looking for it to be a cohesive narrative, because it seems like the book is jumping all over the place, and that's because it's not a single story. It's not one single narrative. It is jumping all over the place. The book of Isaiah is a collection of oracles or utterances captured in ink from God through Isaiah. They didn't all happen at the same time. They didn't all happen for the same reason. And they were not all given to the same people. But there is a clear arc in all of it. We find a lot of trouble forecast in Isaiah's words to a lot of people. But these messages eventually turn toward hope and eventually restoration. And we're starting to turn that corner because the second half of Isaiah is really full of a lot of hope. So we experienced a bit of a turn today in our reading. Some of today's reading from Isaiah gives us like clear paths that can still be chosen and can be chosen right now. God says today through Isaiah, only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. So let's think about that, because that could be the thing that we need to leave here and go back into the world today, out of this safe place, carrying. That might be exactly what we need for what we're facing. These words clearly advise something that, something that I have had to learn and am learning when facing overwhelm. Calm down. Return to God. Find rest. In that rest, we're told we will again discover strength. Whew. So let's take a deep breath together. I need a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath. About that. Calm down. Return to God. Find rest. In that rest, you will discover your strength. There is the alternative, of course, because that passage continues on. You wouldn't have anything to do with it. He said, no, we'll get our help from Egypt, so we'll get our help somewhere else. They will give us swift horses for riding into battle. But the only swiftness you're going to see is the swiftness of your enemies chasing you. Wow. So, yeah. True to life, right? I mean, that is true to life. So Isaiah is showing two different paths. One, that through faith and trust will lead to quiet confidence and strength in God. And one that relies on our own strength and whatever we can muscle through and arrange for, which will never allow us to outrun whatever it is that is chasing us. So if we're going to follow that path, then we see where it's going to go. You will be left. I'm quoting Isaiah. You will be left like a lonely flagpole on a hill, or a tattered banner on a distant mountaintop. So the Lord must wait for you to come to Him so He can show you His love and compassion. That's Isaiah 30, 17 and 18. One path is going to waste our life and our energy and the time that we have as we try to outrun whatever is chasing us, because we are relying on what is unstable ultimately. And we can have that. If that is what we want, we get to choose. We get to have it. God will wait for us to come to Him. We're also given a picture of what choosing to calm down and return to the Lord will look like. Your own ears will hear Him, Isaiah says. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go. Whether to the right or to the left, and you will destroy all your idols and your precious images. You will throw them out like filthy menstrual cloths. You will throw them away like filthy rags, saying to them, be gone. In other words, there is clarity and direction available if we can calm down and find our strength in God. And that vantage point will let us see the falseness of what we have been putting our trust in. And we will throw those imposters out like filth. I mean, the image is graphic. You know, feminine products, let's just go modern. You'll throw them away like that. So probably not things you like literally want to hold on to and save and savor, right? So two paths are revealed. Two outcomes are offered. You get to choose. I get to choose. Oh, Father, it can become so clear when it seems so impossible to figure out what to do. It can become so clear when we open our eyes and see what's really going on. And so, Spirit of Truth, help us to take the breath, calm down, return, rest, and find strength in the rest instead of trying to outrun whatever's chasing us. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. Those are home base, where you get connected, where you find out what's going on around here. And so, yeah, be connected. Stay connected. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on. And one of the resources, brand new resources, is the Breathing Prayer, our first ever children's book. A little story, a little collaboration between Jill, myself, and Ezekiel, our son, straight out of his life, straight out of our family. A little practice that, it's just so simple, but breathing is one of the frontline ways to get grounded when we're emotionally overwhelmed. That's one of the first places to start with different kinds of techniques, is just to get present to our breathing, which grounds us but also brings us present to the present. And out of the overwhelming regret of the past or the overwhelming fear of the future, and just being present and then inviting Jesus into that, into those breaths. So simple, but such a profoundly powerful little tool that we've put into book forms to share in our lives, but also hoping to instill this little practice in thousands of kids, so that it is a practice that carries through all of life. It's not just for kids. It's the breathing prayer. Oh my gosh, 10,000 times I've prayed the breathing prayer. Sometimes it's the only prayer. I mean, I've been so overwhelmed at times in disbelief and just completely upside down and overwhelmed beyond words that the only prayer I could pray is the breathing prayer. So I can vouch for it. It's not like it's some magic mantra. It's not like it's got some kind of magic spell or something like that. It's just getting back in touch with our breath, getting back in touch with the present moment, inviting Jesus into the present moment to lead us into the next one, can make all the difference at times. So the breathing prayer that is available in the Daily Audio Bible Shop, whether that be at the web, on the web, or in the app. And so check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and to build community around that rhythm, the rhythm of showing up for each other, but also showing up for ourselves every day, day by day, step by step, building community around that rhythm so that we know we're not alone. If that is meaningful to you, thank you profoundly and with all humility for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. And I love you so much. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Salutations, my Dab family. It's His Little Songbird from Alberta, Canada, and I'm coming to you today with a prayer request and a very heavy heart. My friend Pumpkin's brother, Donnie, whom we had prayed for this spring, now has cancer in his brain. And he is giving up on life, and he really, really needs the Lord. So we're praying that the Lord would send somebody to him who could speak into his spirit and into the life that he has left and show him God, show him love, show him that God is real and that he's not alone. Because right now his own family won't even go and see him.
This is Jersey Jane for Jesus. I'm a month behind in the middle of August, but I wanted to come in on September 15th to let all of you know that I am doing much better, having had clinical depression. I've been in and out of hospitals. I have a psychiatrist who gives me medications. I have a therapist, a new type, a behavior therapist, which I've never had, and that seems to be helping me. I'm not cheerful, but I do tithe cheerfully because of God. My love for the Lord is still with me. I have never lost it. But like David, like other people in the Bible, I say, where are you, God? Can you hear me? Can you hear my prayers and answer me? And I think that slowly he is. And I also want to mention that I've heard Lennox. I've heard Ozzie Bear after several years. I heard Dr. John call in about depression, and Brian, on August 28th, you addressed it yourself. So I feel uplifted knowing that my DAB family is out there. Continue to pray.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights. It's 3:30 in the morning on September 16th, and I'm asking for prayer for me and my son, Mitchell, that he would, he is mentally ill. He's a drug addict, and he has a doctor giving him Adderall, which is a huge mistake. It's causing him to, his mental illness to just go out of control. He's been abusive with me. I cannot let him live with me, and he's only been in his apartment for a couple of weeks. He's getting kicked out, asked to leave by the end of the month. My prayer was that I would never have to make the decision to let him go to the homeless shelter or let him live with me. I'm praying God would provide him a place to live, or possibly that he would be institutionalized, because he needs to recover from this and be off of these drugs, or possibly even incarcerated or institutionalized or something other than homelessness. When you're homeless, when you fall asleep, everything you own gets stolen. And he's been a victim of being stabbed and harmed and shot at and all kinds of stuff when he was homeless. Praying God will spare him that. I'm praying that God will spare me from having to make that decision, because I have to not bring him into my home. Just please pray that God will open a door for him to have a place to live, and that he would not be homeless. Also, I live in Ohio. It gets really cold here, and it's heading for the cold weather, and he won't stay in the homeless shelter. He'll be outside of it, and he'll be putting himself in danger. Please pray for a miracle for my son, Mitchell, to have a place to live. Thank you, and I pray for all of you. God bless.
Hey, my DAB family. This is Joyful Jay in the Everglades, giving you an update, a praise report. So the last time I called 5 days ago, I was sitting alone in a hospital asking for prayer. And I know how this platform works, that prayer request, even though it's not been posted, it was answered. And I want to say thank you to Brian and Jill and Ezekiel for the breathing prayer, because I used that breathing prayer a lot my 3 days in the hospital. So what took me to the hospital was a scan result showing a mass in my duodenum. I think that's how you say it. And when they did an endoscopy, they can't find the mass. I can only attribute that to answered prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You live in us. You dwell among us. And you at the cross paid the penalty of sin and overcame this dying body we call flesh. I thank you so much, everyone, for your prayers. May God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Shalom, shalom, dabbers. It is September 16th, and I am calling in to pray alongside of Deb, who called in and asked for prayers for her unexplained hypertension after her surgery. So, Deb, I am standing alongside you, and I am praying with you. I am praying for supernatural healing in the name of Jesus, and along with our supernatural healing, if it is God's will, which we know it is because he loves us and he wants us to be healed, that he will provide you. And we stand in that authority that he will provide you with a provider, a physician, who will understand what is causing your hypertension and give you the treatment that you can live with no side effects, so that you can continue to be at peace. And we ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus, and we do seal it with the blood of the Lamb. I love you, sister.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Duane from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 16th of September. Covered in his blood would like us to pray for son who is not able to see his daughter. Lord, we want to lift up this young man, and we pray that whatever is going on and the issues that are allowing him to see his daughter, that that will be rectified, Lord. Grandma in North Carolina would like us to pray for son Matt. He has some anger issues. He has a court case coming. And then he has a son who is 10 years old. So, Lord, we ask that you be in this situation as well with Matt and the anger that's going on, Lord. Karen called in, would like us to pray for daughter Jamie. She's in her first trimester. And I apologize, but I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Hyperemesis she has. We pray everything is well there, Lord. Please allow her to get the rest and the care she needs, and that she may deliver this young child healthily. Solomon the Pillar called in, would like us to pray for son Isaiah. He's in the ER. I pray that he is already out. He's in pain, and they're not sure why. I pray that that has all been rectified, Lord, and that your hand was in that healing process. Betty called in, would like us to pray for son Nathan. He's been gone for just a few hours, so I pray he's already been found and is safe. Ozzy Bear called in, would like us to pray for daughter who received a permanent position. We want to give praise and glory to you, our Lord and Savior, that she was able to do this and that she's able to walk to the work, which is great that she can do that, get some exercise, and be safe. So we lift this all up to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless.